All right, don't tell Patty this, but I'm going to try to put on a show for you guys today. I don't know how it's going to go because she's the brains of this particular outfit, but we're going to give it a shot. Why is my voice getting higher? I don't know. Welcome back to The Watchlist with Patty and Bill. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also check us out on thewatchlistpod.com and make your own watch list by the stuff that Patty absolutely takes meticulous time in actually doing from the stuff that we watch. You can also engage with us on social media at @PirateAlice, @BillIvoryLarson, @TheWatchlistPod. And if you happen to listen on a service that is rateable, please give us a 5-star review. So Patty is off vacationing, and I hope she has an awesome, awesome time. And even though we record in separate studios, I am actually in my booth today on Eclipse Day. So hopefully I release this right. I have no idea what I'm doing. So happy Eclipse Day, America and the world, because I know we are listened to by hundreds of people everywhere. So I don't know what your plans are. Later on today, I plan to be out there with the glasses on and the whole bit, because here in New Jersey, we get to see it about 90%. So I'm just going to step out of my door, put on the glasses, and watch. So have fun today. And we're going to get back to that later. So as you all know, I search for weird stuff to watch sometimes. And I'm going to keep this show pretty short. And I'm going to preface this and save people time by saying the one and only thing that I really truly watched is actually very geeky and relates to a horror movie. So there's clue number one. I watched something called You're So Cool, Brewster, The Making of Fright Night and Fright Night Part 2. Now, you might be wondering, why the fuck are you reviewing something that's scary now? Well, so I saw this, and I don't remember how I saw this. I might have been Googling something. I might have been, I don't know, goofy searches that take me to weird places when I try to find some cool shit to watch. And I saw this like, oh, a documentary on the making of Fright Night, one of my favorite movies from the 80s. Sure, I'll give it a shot. Oh, it's on the Roku channel? Sweet, it's free. All right. So I go to the Roku channel and find out that it's actually not free. You have to subscribe to whatever sub-channel it is. I think it's like some horror thing that's through the Roku channel. But they offered a free, like, 7-day subscription. So I was like, okay, I'll watch this and then cut it out. So America and the world, thank you for reminding me to actually stop the subscription. Anywhoozy, so I'm watching this. And again, I loved Fright Night. I went to the theater so many times to see the original Fright Night. I even saw Fright Night Part 2 a couple of times in a movie theater, although nowhere near as good as the first one. You know, it was the sequel we got. And what am I going to do? So I'm watching this documentary, and it's like, you know, when you're at a party and you're going to get some punch or whatever. What the fuck kind of parties do I go to? You go get punch. Am I in the home already? Where you go to get a drink and you're cornered by somebody and you're like, hey, how you doing? This is great. And they go on and on and on about the mundane tasks that they have to do at their job. And you're standing there kind of trapped listening to the minutiae of what they're doing. It's kind of like that. There are some very, very, very interesting things that went into the making of Fright Night. Believe me, I enjoyed watching it. But my God, I started to fall asleep a few times because it's just so in the weeds with particular things that okay, this, and I thought that it was going to be one movie, one feature length movie at about an hour and 45 minutes covering both films, Fright Night and Fright Night Part 2. And it's actually a two-part movie series, and each part is over 2 hours long. I'm like, fuck. All right. So I finally eke through Fright Night to get to Fright Night Part 2. And it's more of the same, just the same level of detail, like snoozy fest and all that. And I'm not throwing shade at the movies themselves. Please believe me when I say that. I'm just throwing shade to these documentaries. And would I recommend them? I mean, they're sort of entertaining, but here's the caveat. I'm going to recommend these if and only if you feel like sitting through almost 4.5 hours of that friend at a party talking to you and you kind of want to break away and go have a little more fun. If you're really into this movie and you're into that kind of minutia, great. More power to you. I hope you do not fall asleep the same way that I did. But do you absolutely need to go out and get a Roku? Because that's the only way you're going to see the Roku channel. At least I think so. Are you going to go and find the Roku channel and then go to that sub channel and subscribe to that just for this? Fuck no. No, your life does not need that. Your life would be better served watching the original movie. Now, there is one good thing that I realized in doing a little bit of research for this. You can actually watch Fright Night Part 2 in its entirety on YouTube. There is a channel dedicated to old horror movies, and I don't know how legal it is, but you can actually watch the entirety of Fright Night Part 2, which I thought was absolutely incredible. So again, you're so cool, Brewster, the making of Fright Night and Fright Night Part 2 on the Roku channel. Blech. All right, so the last thing that I have to do, because it is Eclipse Monday, I thought, all right, what cool and weird movies or TV shows have to deal with the eclipse? Now, one of them that I found out is Avatar: The Way of Water, and I just kind of refuse to see that because I am anti-Avatar. Log on to thewatchlistpod.com, click on the Contact Us button, or go to social media and tell me either I'm full of beans or that you agree with me. I saw Avatar. I actually saw the original Avatar twice, as you probably know by listening to this show. But I just never got into it to the level of how much success these movies are having. I have no idea why. Although the 3D was pretty rad. Anyway. So another movie that I found absolutely cool, Little Shop of Horrors from 1986, the Rick Moranis comedy horror movie. So Seymour, played by Rick Moranis, actually displays a plant that he found at a Chinese flower shop during a total solar eclipse. So what a perfect excuse to watch Little Shop of Horrors again, right? Another film, Twilight Saga Eclipse. Yeah, bleh. Have you seen the Twilight movies? I got off the Twilight train. Not that the first movie was high art, you know, to begin with. But in part two, when Taylor Lautner takes off his shirt so unnecessarily to wipe just a smattering of blood off of Bella, like her forehead or some shit, I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm not seeing any more of these, but whatever. But I understand that there is a section of society that still loves these movies. So Twilight Saga Eclipse. 2001, A Space Odyssey. First of all, I love this movie, and it took me a long time to appreciate this movie because it's Stanley Kubrick, and he was weird, but he made some great fucking movies. So at the beginning of the beginning scene, it opens with a shot of an eclipse. Now, does this have anything to do with anything? Probably not. If you watch the movie, it's just to show off a really cool shot of an eclipse happening with one of the monolithy things. And then in the Barbie movie, I don't know if you guys remember this, it sort of imitates that shot at the beginning of the Barbie movie. But instead of the monolith, it's Barbie. All right. Did you guys see Lady Hawk from 1985? That was actually a pretty cute movie. Matthew Broderick, Rutger Hauer, and Michelle Pfeiffer. So in the film, the arrival of the eclipse at the climax of the film brings an end to a curse. And yeah, I know, spoiler alert, but it's been 40 years, people. If you haven't seen it by now, all right. But what had happened was, there are these two star-crossed lovers, and the hex was put on them, and one of them turns into an animal by day, and the other one turns into an animal by night, and the only time that they can see each other is during that weird time, like sunrise and sunset and the whole bit. And Matthew Broderick plays the happy-go-lucky kid who is on their quest to end the curse, blah, blah, blah. Heroes. Remember that TV show? I love that TV show. Season one of that show was awesome. Absolutely awesome. And then it just kind of got progressively worse. And before I went on air. God, there I am being old again. Before I started recording this, I went to go back and see how an eclipse figured into everything. So there was always this eclipse artwork that was in the title treatment of the show, right? Like how they wrote Heroes on TV. Well, it turns out that in the third season of Heroes, an eclipse causes all the heroes and villains to lose their powers. And throughout that episode, the characters realize that they obtain their superpowers at the time of an eclipse years before. So, there you go. Those are the ones that I've found. Like, I'm going to keep this short because you guys have shit to do, and we're all going to be outside at whatever time during the day that you're either going to have totality or you're going to have partial or whatever. But do me a favor, log on to thewatchlistpod.com, click on that contact us button. What eclipse movies come to your mind? I would love to know, because I think it's a fun thing. You can also hit us up on social media, @PirateAlice, @BillIvoryLarson, @TheWatchlistPod. And again, don't forget to hit that and smash that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. All right, I am out of here. Patty, have an awesome, awesome rest of your vacation. I got to find more shit to watch this week. Damn it. Oh, that's my phone going off. All right. All right, everybody, you guys take care. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back with a full show next week. Take care. Have an awesome... Oh, and then I'll give you my review of WrestleMania. Should I do that really quick? WrestleMania. I'll tell you what. Shout out to Dave. I missed wrestling, and I didn't realize how much until I watched WrestleMania this week, which happened to take place in Philadelphia. But it was fun to watch. Is it high art? No. Is it theatrical? Yes. Do some of those hits look staged? Of course, they looked staged 40 years ago. But I'll tell you what, it's entertaining. All right, everybody. You guys take care. Have an awesome day. Let us know wherever you are how you're going to watch the eclipse, and I will chat with you later. Okay. Okay, bye.